From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the Supreme Court wrestled with the question of when police can break into a home and conduct a search without a warrant. The Constitution bars warrantless searches except in certain circumstances, for example, an emergency search to prevent the destruction of evidence. But the question in this case is whether police, by creating so-called exigent circumstances, are unconstitutionally evading the warrant requirement. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Lexington, Kentucky police banged on the door of an apartment where they thought they smelled marijuana. After loudly identifying themselves, police heard movement inside and, suspecting that evidence was being destroyed, broke in. Inside, they found Hollis Deshaun King smoking marijuana. He was convicted of various drug offenses. But the Kentucky Supreme Court ruled that the drugs found in the apartment could not be used as evidence because police had no warrant for the search and the only emergency circumstances were those created by police loudly alerting the suspect. Prosecutors appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which heard arguments in the case today. Joshua Farley, the Assistant Attorney General of Kentucky, told the justices that the smell of marijuana gave police probable cause to believe a crime was occurring in the apartment, and since police heard movement inside after they knocked, they lawfully broke in to prevent evidence from being destroyed. Chief Justice Roberts followed up. Does that mean that every 2 weeks police can walk through an apartment building where there's been previous drug activity, knock on every door, and if they hear noise, break in? Answer, yes, as long as they have separate probable cause to believe a crime is occurring. Here it was the smell of marijuana. Justice Ginsburg, so they sniff at every door, and if there's noise after they knock, they can break in? Answer, it would be perfectly fine for the officers to do that. Justice Ginsburg, the smell of marijuana is enough to get a warrant. In our system, there's a strong presumption that the Fourth Amendment requires a warrant. So why didn't the police do that instead of knocking and alerting the people inside? Justice Scalia, if the suspects had quickly answered the door and refused to permit entry, the police would have been powerless to do more. So the police were just taking advantage of the stupidity of the criminals. But Justice Kagan worried about eviscerating the warrant requirement in the Constitution. If there's one place where the requirement has real force, it's in the home, she observed. The concern here is that instead of getting a warrant, all police would have to say is, we smelled pot, we heard noise, we broke in. Arguing the other side of the case, Kentucky public defender Jemisa Drake told the justices that there's no difference between what happened in this case and what would happen to a totally innocent person. But she struggled to draw a distinction between this case and what she saw as genuinely exigent circumstances that would justify a warrantless search. The court's expected to rule later this year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.